Hi everybody, we're on air at Galileo Galilei High School in Rome, Italy. And this is our Erasmus Plus radio program called Schools Across Europe via Web Radio. This is Tommy Hintsala speaking. We are here with 7 students from Galileo Galilei High School and 7 Finnish students from Nakkilas Junior High School in Finland. We would like to talk about vandalism, citizenship and European citizenship. And what these teenagers think about these topics. I am a passenger. What do you think about vandalism, Miro?
Well, I think that is a wrong thing, because if you damage public things, you are ruining your city, as well as objects of great historical and ethical value. The damage, moreover, will then be repaid by the government, which will be forced to spend a lot of money to repair a small damage done by a single citizen.
Okay, Miro, thanks for your opinion. Artu, do you know what vandalism is?
Actually, the term vandalism indicates the tendency to carry out actions of interdiction, damage or destruction of material or immaterial goods without any apparent logical reasonable why. One of the most evident ways to make vandalism is pyromania, which has a destructive force since it caused by inflammatory deadly sions that is a mania in the fire courage to what one wants to vandalize. This kind of vandalism often focus on cars, and unfortunately it happened that some people can set on fire at homeless too.
What measures would you take against vandalism?
I think that we should all move as a community to arm the police, or we should repair the damage done with our hands, avoiding extra tax for the community.
So what is your opinion about citizenship and European citizenship, Topias?
Actually, a Finnish citizen has the duty to educate his sons and to pay tax. A Finnish citizen also has the duty to respect the constituents and to respect other people, because we are all the same. An European citizen has the right to say in any country belonging to the European Union.
Thank you, Topias. Now, Miro, tell me about citizenship and European citizenship too.
Citizenship is the status of being a citizen of a particular country. Citizens of a member state of EU have been automatically European citizens since 1992. Thanks to the Maastricht Treaty, just while the European community was gaining its own legal identity.
The treaty established a direct legal relationship between that new legal identity and its citizen by establishing a differently elected European Parliament. Being an European citizen gives you some important forehand, like freedom of residence and movement. In my opinion, we are all citizens of the world. Citizenship has got only legal purpose because it can help you to do bureaucratic stuff faster.
I appreciate your thoughts, Miro and Helmi. Thank you, and thanks guys for being here and for sharing your ideas about these very important issues. La 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 la.